Hey, y'all, welcome back to Life Sculptors Podcast. I'm your host, Dante Poole. It's so good to be with you all again. It's February 2025. We're in season two. Man, so many good things already happening this year. I don't know about you, but I feel such a pressure to accomplish so many things this year. Like there's an urgency about accomplishment that I had not experienced before these moments, but I'm feeling them right now. And maybe some of you are out there and you're experiencing it too. And it's a good thing. That pressure is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. One of the things that's on the horizons is my new book is coming. It is coming. It's got a great title. It's Developing a Durable Mind, and I can't wait to share it with you. So I'll give you more details about that in the next couple of episodes, but just know that it's coming, and I'm excited about this work and grateful for the opportunity to continue to share in conversation with you. But you know what we do on this podcast, right? We read a children's book, and then we have other conversations. And so today, I am reading from one of my, he's fastly becoming one of my favorite children's books authors. It's Christopher Dennis, and I've read Night Owl before, but this is the second installment of Night Owl. It's Night Owl and Early Bird. Night Owl and Early Bird, and all right, here we go. Owl was captain of the night watch. He was very important. While the other knights slept, he lit torches, patrolled the walls, and made sure the fires were burning. All night long, Owl kept the castle safe. And just before dawn, he sat in his room and ate his dinner. It was the same thing every night. Until early one morning, Owl was drifting off to sleep when someone or something started making a great deal of noise. I will show you. It's the bird. It's the baby bird. It's the early bird. Hey, are you awake? My name is Early Bird. I'm your biggest fan. I want to be a night owl just like you. You can teach me everything. I'm a super duper learner. I know that I can be a night owl. Look how big your eyes are. Like, do you stay up all night? What's the cape for? And when do we get started? Are there snacks at work? Owl says, I cannot teach you to be a knight right now. I'm too tired. And Owl said as he rolled over. So Early Bird kept herself busy one way or another. She made posters, she hung banners, she even played a guitar. She was very busy and very noisy all day long. That afternoon, Owl and Early Bird went to work. They lit torches, patrolled the walls, and made sure the fires were burning. But before the sun set, Early Bird fell asleep. All night long, Owl kept the castle safe. Early the next morning, good day to you, fine knight. Thee must wake, for today we ride to adventure. Knights don't talk like that, said Owl, and he went back to sleep. So Early Bird kept herself busy in one way or another. She wore his helmet, she pretended to be a knight in the mirror, and she played the drums today. She was very busy and very noisy all day long. That night, Owl kept the castle safe while Baby Bird slept. The next day, you guessed the pattern. Early Bird is up. Hark! Who goes there? Or should I say, who? Did you hear that? I sounded so owlish. Let me try again. Who? 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 Was I good? I made pancakes. Do you like pancakes? I love pancakes. Where's the syrup? Some of y'all are already annoyed at Early Bird. Stop, said Owl. You are not an owl. You are not a knight. You are a very early bird. I am captain of the night-night watch, and I need to sleep. Please go away. So Early Bird went away. That afternoon, Owl kept himself busy in one way or another. He cleaned up Early Bird's toys and swept up the mess that she had left. And soon it was dark, and Early Bird had not returned. And Owl began to worry. Late that night, Owl went into the forest to find her. It was very cold and very dark in the forest. Owl searched for hours but could not find Early Bird. He was about to give up when he heard a strange noise. Owl! That doesn't sound like Early Bird, Owl thought. He heard the noise again. Owl! And again, but this time it was much closer. Owl! This is definitely not Early Bird, he whispered to himself. Suddenly, glowing eyes appeared between the trees. Owl was not alone. Someone or something started making a great deal of noise. Stop! Stop! Stoppity! Stop! Stop! Said Early Bird. Stop! She said as she stood there with the other knights. Oh, all at once, the knights charged and chased the wolves into the forest. Woohoo! Cried Early Bird. My first rescue mission. When I came back, you were not at home. I was worried, so I woke everyone up. I'm really good at that. I am a night owl. Well, she says, am I a night owl now? No, said Owl. You're a terrible owl, but you are a very brave knight. Woohoo! I'm a knight! Can I have a cape like yours? I might need a sword. And I was thinking. The next morning, Early Bird let Owl sleep. She kept herself busy in one way or another. She was cooking something, y'all. And all day long, until the sun was setting. And when the two friends talked about their day and night, they did that over pancakes. Oh, man, such a good read. Night Owl and Early Bird, y'all. Night Owl and Early Bird. So there's a saying, I think it says, the early bird gets the worm. It's an idiom, right, that I heard growing up, and it was when someone was trying to say, stop being lazy, right? Get up early, get the thing done, because you'll have an advantage. Then the world functioned at a very different way than it does today. There's a different context to this, right? Most people got up, left their house, and went to work, and so there was opportunity that you could get to that you couldn't get to from your house. But today, it's a little different. It's a little different. Another idiom that I heard growing up was early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But there are a lot of people today who stay up late. They raise up or rise up late, and they're wealthier and sometimes wiser than those who don't. What's my point? That there's more than one way to skin a cat. Okay, let me stop. Let's talk about what we can learn from Night Owl and Early Bird, right? Night Owl, in his role now, is the captain of the knights. Oh my gosh, he's the captain of the night watch. He's no longer just a knight of the night watch. He's the captain. Like, how did he go from wanting to be a knight to taking on a leadership position? Like, what happened? Like, there's so many questions I have. I actually want to do an interview with Night Owls. Like, yo, talk to me about your journey, bro. Like, tell me something. He learned, however, to lead himself first before he led others. And his sense of importance did not come from his position as captain, but his belief that he was capable of more. He was disciplined and intentional in his approach to life. But sometimes responsibility is misunderstood, misused, or abused. Whoa. Okay. So when I take on responsibility but I let it be led by my personal agenda and not the greater good of those I'm serving, then I can misuse or abuse my responsibility and my leadership. See, captain was not Owl's identity. It was his responsibility. How often have you run into someone who's struggling with their identity because of their role? They think their role is who they are when, in essence, their role is just their responsibility. And if you get those two mixed up, then you will have a tendency to misuse, misunderstand, or abuse others. Who told Owl that he was very important, right? Was it the others around him who admired his abilities as a knight? Or was it the narrative he was telling himself because of all that he had accomplished? Owl indeed was important. He was very important, but not more important than others. And he took his responsibilities seriously, right? He took what he needed to do, what he was given to do, seriously. Like, Owl had integrity. Let's define integrity this way. Integrity is doing the right thing, especially when no one is watching, particularly when no one cares. Oh, man. And when no one wants what is right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, see, integrity isn't about what other people think. It's about what you know is the right thing to do. So we have to take care of our responsibilities, not because of an audience, but because we are accountable. What are you accountability is to be considerate of how your decisions are impacting other people. And it's remembering on whose behalf are you serving. I will not let people hold me accountable if I think it's all about me. Because who are you to tell me what I'm going to do? Oh, man. But let's talk a little bit, because we're going to come back to that. But let's talk a little bit about Early Bird, right? Early Bird was high, strung, and full of energy and enthusiasm. For some people, that kind of energy gets on your last nerve. As a matter of fact, you could tell from Owl's responses that Early Bird was getting on his last nerve. but Early Bird was missing something. She was asking for leadership. She wanted to be led. She wanted to be developed and taught, and she wanted to become better. And Owl wasn't having any parts of that because it wasn't his time of the day, see? When our lives lack leadership, we can be misunderstood. See, our eagerness can be misunderstood as annoyance. Can you just think about, I bet you that there are people in your life who show up like this. They're high strung, they're enthusiastic, and they are looking for something from you, and you are not willing to give it. And so they get experienced by you as annoying. But can I tell you something? Early Bird's eagerness was her potential. And part of her issue is that her potential needed purpose. Mm-hmm. See, our purpose needs leadership and direction from the right leader. And when I say right, it doesn't mean that someone has the right thinking or they are always right or no. Sometimes the right leader can feel very contentious to us. Sometimes also well-meaning people will offer to lead us, or you may have thought that you needed them, only to discover that they weren't or they aren't the right leader because they are not your assignment and you are not their assignment. Here's how you'll know whether or not you're with someone who is assigned to you. They have a skill set to help develop you. If they don't have a skill set to help develop you, they may not be the right leader. They might be a great friend. They might be a great colleague, but they are not the person who's supposed to be leading you. The second thing is to consider whether or not they overestimate their own ability. Sometimes people want to do something for you, but they're not capable. They like the thought, the idea of having done something for you, but they may not be skilled at it. And so they overestimate their own ability to get to you what you need. And then here's the third one, right? We got a skill set that they need a skill set to develop. You know, they need to not overestimate their ability. And here's the last one. If someone is led by their own agenda, it's probably not the right leader for you. Because here's the deal. When I'm led by my own agenda, I'm really not concerned about you. I'm really concerned about what I can get out of this. And that's not a good leadership posture. As a leader, if I posture myself in a way that I'm only looking out for what I can get out of this, then I have misunderstood what it means to be a leader. Which brings us to this conversation about Owl, right? Owl missed his assignment initially. And part of it is because he was tired, right? Because I don't do daytime. I do afternoon and nighttime because that's when I'm at my best. If you try to come to me at a time when I'm not at my best, you're probably not going to get the best from me. Oh, yes. We have to know where someone is and when they're at their best so we can get their best from them, right? But Owl, initially, he missed his assignment. He let what he needed keep him from engaging in a very important question he should have been asking, and that is this. What am I supposed to do with Early Bird? See, they needed each other, but Owl allowed his emotions to get in the way and help him make a poor decision. I promise you, if you let your emotions lead you, you will eventually make a poor decision. You know what Owl says? He says, "You're not an owl. Please go away." When we don't understand someone, we will mistreat them if we make ourselves the measure of what is normal and what is right. Yep. Owl was right in his determination that Early Bird was not an owl, but he did not know what to do with Early Bird's difference. See, in our frustration, sometimes we say things that have greater consequences than we intended. When Owl said, "Please go away," he didn't mean go away forever, but he was so tired, he was being led by his emotions and his frustration. But there's a bit of wisdom that I have come to know, and many of you may be familiar with this wisdom that says, be slow to speak, slow to get angry, but quick to listen. Yeah, there's wisdom in that, y'all, because if I'm quick to listen, then I'm seeking to understand it. But if I am quick to anger, I'm missing some things. If I'm just quick to speak, sometimes I'm talking when I should be listening. And anger is so easy for us because we live in a world that celebrates anger. Huh, it's an easy one, right? But it clouds our judgment. It can cloud our thinking and get in the way of us perceiving what's really going on. And then others may experience us as mean or ornery or crass when we don't really intend to show up that way. See, we need the right circumstances in order for us to become. We need to become. And notice I didn't say to become who you are. It's just becoming, because becoming is not a destination. It's a journey. It's the journey we're all on. We're all becoming. Who I am today is not who I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Heck, I'm different today than I was yesterday because I've had some experiences that have helped grow and develop me, and I'm becoming every day. Huh. Becoming. It's not a destination. It's a journey. And we are made for something. Like, we need the right leadership. We need the right conditions to help us to live into our potential. We're like early bird. We just need the right circumstances. And so let's talk about differences for a moment, though. Let's touch on that, right? Some might believe that we need others just like us in order to become who we are supposed to be. But I contend that it is our differences, might I even say our diversity, that creates opportunities for growth and development. Our differences are not a fault. They are an asset. To my early bird friends out there, there's nothing wrong with you. Okay. My wife and I are different, like, for real. Like, I am a morning person, and she is not. She's got to have two cups of coffee before we talk. So I know in the morning, listen, I'm like the early bird in the morning. Like, good morning. How we doing? What you doing today? How you want pancakes? You like syrup? I'm like, let's go. And she's like, if you don't stop talking to me right now, I'm going to punch you in your throat. Oh, yeah. Some of you can relate. Like, please just don't. Just shh. Right? There are differences in people, and it's okay. And listen, there's a reason, though, why we are different. And our difference is for something. Man, my wife is an asset to my life. I am an asset to her life, not a liability. Our differences don't make us a liability to each other. So the one thing that we have to work on, and the one thing we have to do in all of our relationships, is we have to find common ground. And how do we find common ground? One of the first things we got to do to find common ground is we have to be curious and wonder. Yeah, see, remember in the first book, Night Owl was curious, and we talked about how curiosity helped them build this relationship with the dragon who was eating up all the nights at night. But Owl built a relationship because he was curious. I'm telling you, Owl needed to use this skill of curiosity to understand Bird and what was going on with Early Bird. We, too, have to be curious about other people. Which also means that I have to acknowledge my bias, which is the second thing. I got to acknowledge my biases. I have biases. We all have them. We like things a certain way. We have a preference for things. But we can't let those preferences get in the way of us understanding others. My way is not the only way. You've heard me say this before. Your way is not always right. Okay. All right. And here's the third one. Look for agreement. We have to be committed to looking for ways we can agree. What? Agreement. There's a saying also that says two people can't walk together unless they agree. That doesn't mean they agree on everything. Having a difference of opinion doesn't mean that we can't walk together. We have to look for common ground. We have to find a way to agree on something that helps move us forward. And our difference of opinion doesn't have to mean an argument. It is okay for you to be different and have a difference of opinion and not become an enemy. Wow. Okay. See, our purpose, and I believe that we all have purpose, right? Our purpose needs leadership, but it also needs relationship. That's what I'm talking about. Like the best way to be understood is to be understanding. It's to be understanding. Ah, okay. And if you look at owl and early bird, they're both birds. One's an owl and one's a different kind of bird. I don't even know what kind of bird he is. I just know he's not a nocturnal bird. We know that because he's up early in the morning. But the problem in the story ultimately is one of relationship. That early bird and owl need to build their relationship so that owl and early bird can get what they need from each other. It wasn't just that early bird needed owl to become a knight. It's that owl needed early bird, because had early bird not been the early bird and concerned person, the bird that it was, owl would have been eaten by the wolves. But early bird was concerned enough about owl that she leaned into her relationship and said, I'm going to do something about this person, this bird that I care about. Y'all, relationships are the network of life. Nothing gets accomplished without them. We build relationships from the inside out, not the other way around. A lot of people are spending a lot of energy trying to build relationships out here when they haven't really worked on making space for other people in their lives. Relationships begin from the inside out. It starts by making room in my heart for someone else who is different. And a difference, again, in opinion does not make someone an enemy. Can we do this? Can we stop allowing the divisive behavior and attitudes of others out here that we see become the truth we choose to live? Just want to let that set for a moment. See, we need each other, and there's no way to live without community. And there is a way to live in celebration of my difference without making your difference wrong. Mm-hmm. So let's be responsible. Let's be accountable. Let's lean intentionally into building relationships. And please, please, can we just stop weaponizing our differences? Can we just do that? Your difference is not a weapon that I use against you. Your difference is a thing that I celebrate because it is an asset to my life. Y'all, our differences are for something greater than arguments. Okay. All right. I'll get up off of it. I'm so passionate about us learning to live together and be together in relationship. And listen, I know I talked to my early bird friends before. Can I talk to my owl friends and everybody in between and just remind you of what I always tell you? You are enough. You're worth getting to know. You're worth spending time with. You're worthy of leadership, relationship. You're worthy of love. So live in that. Walk in that. That's all I got for you today, y'all. Listen, I'm Dante Poole. This is the Life Sculptor Podcast. Like it, share it, comment, subscribe to the podcast. And if this is helping you, please make sure that you engage somebody else in this conversation. I'm so, so privileged and honored to be a voice in your life, to add value to what you're doing and what you're living. I'll see you next time.